We talk a lot on this podcast about healing your own shit, that mess within you around your filters and your belief structures that are affecting a lot about your relationships and your environment and your experiences. What if I were here to tell you today that those are absolutely affecting your financial abundance and health? Let's talk about it today as we alter and shift a bit about your money mindset today on the podcast. Welcome to the Love in Progress podcast, where we deep dive into self-reflection and healing as a catalyst for better relationships and leadership. I am your host and educator, Nina, and I'm here to be a guide to you in that process. Let's get started. Now, this is one of my favorite topics to talk about because I feel like we don't really have a very solid structure and formula to be able to help people build truly abundant and wealthy lives. And just like any other topic that we have approached on this podcast, I really want you to think about your relationship with money like any other relationship you have, whether that's with yourself, with a partner, or with your children, because there's likely some stories you're telling yourself about the qualities and character of money that's putting a bit of a rift or a roadblock between you having a healthy relationship. There's likely some interactions that you have had in the past that are maybe making you a little jaded or a little judgy towards money. There's likely some stories from your past, people in your life that have had exchanges with money that maybe didn't go the best, that are influencing your belief structure. And just like anything else that we have, when it comes to those filters and beliefs, they are affecting our ability to connect well with money, to cultivate a happy, healthy, thriving, abundant relationship. And Zig Ziglar said it best. He said, you know, money isn't everything. It isn't. But it ranks right up there with oxygen. You need it to survive. And I don't want you to think about money as something you just need and you use, but I really want you to think about it in a loving, caring, adoring, and communicative way, meaning it is something that you can interact with, that it influences the freedom and the experiences, expansion that you have in your life as you work together to have a healthy relationship. So let's dive into some of the things that could be holding you back with this money mindset and ultimately affecting your relationship with money. So I really like to approach this like any other thing that we are talking about. It is a mindset thing. There's likely some parameters that you have put in your mind around what you believe money will do or be for you in your life. Perhaps you've grown up in a situation where money was tight, or the people that you had in your life unfortunately used money in a way that cultivated some negative experiences, maybe even some trauma for you. Or maybe you felt like the people you loved and cared about were hurt by money. Those are important to understand as we come into the environment of what it is that you are believing around money. Because here's what I know, if we really think about money as a true relationship, if you were to come into a relationship with a partner, say, and you had all these laundry list of qualms around all the ills that they had done to people in your life and maybe how they had restricted you in certain ways, you would certainly have a really hard time cultivating that relationship. Yes or yes? So here's what I want to just help you heal as we begin. Money is a neutral energy. It reflects back the character and the intention behind its users. It in and of itself doesn't carry an energy, but is going to reflect back what you believe about it and ultimately what it is used for. And when I understood that as a premise with my relationship with money, I realized that in the hands of Hitler, $1 million would do a lot of damage. Whereas $1 million in the hands of Mother Teresa would do great good. And that I could choose what the impact of money would be in my hands. And that it absolutely should be an opportunity for me to share my influence with the world. And I hope that I'm cultivating within me a desire to help people. a desire to do good with that money and to continue to be good with it. I don't know if you were like me, but I had this belief that money was the root of all evil, that money changed people. And here's the truth. I think it just showed me a different side of that person that unfortunately was brought out with the power of money. But given other opportunities to showcase power, whether that's leadership or a job responsibility or a family positioning, all of that showcased very similar personality traits. So it wasn't the money, okay? It was the person using the money. So I really want to set that as a fundamental basis for us in how we understand money to be neutral. And it can be a reflection of who you are, and you can do great good with money. I think you would agree that taking care of your family is a worthy cause. Feeding your children is a worthy cause. Having a beautiful roof over your head that keeps you protected and safe is a worthy cause. Being able to exchange your beautiful gifts and talents and professional abilities back for an earning is a worthy cause. So what is it out there in this nebulous belief structure that you're holding around money that's keeping you at a distance, that's keeping that relationship unhealthy and toxic and really restricted? Because once we can pinpoint that a little bit, then we want to provide a different pathway of thought and ultimately of emotion so that we can cultivate a healthier relationship. So here's what I want to offer to you as support as you're looking at shifting your relationship with money. Law of attraction is something that I have really come to be familiar with and how it is affecting my money relationship. So law of attraction's principle is essentially that whatever you focus on is what you will get back. So it's like attracts like. So if you have a belief that money is the root of all evil and that it changes people and that it's doing more harm in the world than good, then law of attraction says, oh, okay, you want some evidence about that? Here, let me show you all the people and the places and the circumstances where money is doing that. But instead, if you come in and say, all right, money has an opportunity to open up freedom, travel, experience, connection, comfortability, then that same belief structure will reflect back similarly to the other one and say, here's all the examples where you can see people thriving in their world with money, or better yet, here's some money to showcase how it's bringing you freedom. So what you focus on really is what comes back. And so if you've got a focus around that negativity, like I've never had enough money and we're always pinching pennies and we'll never break out of this cycle, then you're going to attract financial distress. You're going to attract people in your support system that believe exactly that same thing. And once you can get a handle on what it is that you are attracting, more importantly, what you're focusing on that is attracting, then that's how you're going to shift what is coming back to you. And here's what I know. When I have been in a scarcity mindset, truly like there's never enough, it's a zero-sum game. If they get it, then I don't get it. Then I'm not at a place to vibrate with love and joy and attraction and gratitude. That's outside my realm because I'm stuck in jealousy and hatred and sadness and despair. That's not going to be the vibration of abundance and attraction. So what we want to do is we want to slip out of some of those thinking ways and focus on something else that's going to cultivate a happier way to relate with money. It seems stupid, but I promise you it's so simple. And we can go back to some of those simple affirmations. I believe money is the gateway for me to access freedom and comfortability, joy and experience in my life. I'm always working towards cultivating that relationship and understanding money better. I'm working on loving myself as I cultivate that relationship with money. I'm working on loving money and knowing that money can love me back, that I can do incredible good with money. And gosh, when I'm in that vibration, then that's when we can then trigger the law of inspiration. And the law of inspiration comes when we are in vibration with gratitude and joy and love. And when you have that inspiration and clarity vibrating from a place that's good, because you can certainly attract some negative energy when you are vibrating at the scarcity mindset vibration. But we're in that positive place, then we can attract people and opportunities and experiences that are going to cultivate and reinforce that opportunity, that intuition, that inspiration that will lead us to law of action. Inspired action is the key to being able to take that powerful shifted mindset and put it into real dollars, into a new job, into a new strategic partnership and connection that brings in new income, a business idea. Those are not going to be attracted from a place of scarcity and zero sum. It won't. As much as you have thought that maybe that's helped you get by, it doesn't, okay? It just cultivates further that belief that you have to fight to be able to win in this money game. That's just not the case. Money is a neutral energy. It's available for all, and it comes where it's appreciated. So living in that space, knowing what you want, focusing on that, creating that flow of law of attraction, and then inviting in the law of inspiration, and then taking action because all the cooperative components are lined up for you, then that's how you get the money in the bank. That's how you get the new car in the garage. That's how you get the new business partner or business idea. That's how it comes. And you can take action from that versus from a place where you're feeling that FOMO or worry or frustration or cultivating that belief that you have to just work harder to be able to get what you want. I don't think that's the case for you. I don't think that your financial success sits on the other side of beating yourself up, of putting yourself through 3 to 4 jobs at one time to be able to sacrifice your relationships. I just don't think that that's what you're meant to do. I think that money is meant to flow back to you in accordance to how it believes you believe about it. So let's cultivate happy thoughts, shall we? So how do we do this, right? If we know we don't want to focus on what we don't want to think about money, but every time we think about money, it is hard to not think those negative things, then don't think about money. I'm here to tell you, go take a nap, okay? And then when you wake up, start that positive momentum in a good spot about money. Or if every time you think about it, you just get a pit in your stomach and it's super hard, my best piece of advice is to think about something else that brings you joy and happiness. And put all your lovely, wonderful focus and creativity into that. Think about the relationships that are thriving in your life. Think about your health. Think about the community or the environment that you're in. Anything that raises your vibration to joy, appreciation, gratitude, love is going to affect all other vibrations. All the things that you care about are beautifully nestled in your desire. They are beautifully settled there. And it is real hard to let go of those desires, those good ones. And honestly, your inner being, your God source is holding that for you, ready for you to have it and waiting for you to just be in that wonderful alignment so that it makes sense for you to take it. Because here's what I know. If you don't work on healing your relationship with money, even if you come into a large sum of it, you're going to immediately lose it. It's going to be gone like that because you won't know how to cultivate and love and expand that beautiful opportunity of money. It's just like any other opportunity. It can be squandered if you don't have the systems in place to support health for it. So if you can't think about money without being distressed, think about something else, really. And focus on just cultivating good feelings in your life. And it will cover all of your desires, including your financial abundance desire. And as you make those shifts and changes and you can reapproach money, I really want you to stop advocating for your weaknesses. Quit fighting for those limitations and saying, I have a wonderfully abundant relationship with money, but nobody in my family has ever had abundance. And I certainly haven't had it either. That is basically fighting against yourself. So when you try to get in the pocket of thinking positively, just be gentle with yourself. Start with simple phrases. Money is my friend. I'm learning to love money. I'm cultivating a healthier and happier relationship with money. I see that I'm on my way. Those are pretty non-effectual. They don't instigate likely a high emotional response. And so you can start just thinking into those. And ultimately, it's going to elicit an emotional response for you. And a healthy emotional connection to something is what helps foundationally to build a good relationship. So get thinking good about money. Get thinking about good with you and money. And then lean into those supportive, joyful, hopeful feelings. And then that's what's going to shift. Ultimately, your vibration and the attraction, the ideas, the people and places that will show up to support you in creating that. So I believe that you can absolutely alter your relationship with money. I think it's something that you have the right to. And with intentionality, can absolutely shift and change your physical world in a big way. And I know it's going to start with this. And then you can continually reevaluate as your goals continue to expand. And as you cultivate that healthier relationship with money, it's going to show up in a big way. I know it. I can't wait to see it. So if you are on this journey and you want some additional help from me, one thing that helped was Carol Tuttle's Money Cure course. I'll drop a link to it with my affiliate discount here in the show notes. It was a 30-day course to help me right on this path, helping me to talk better, believe better, you know, jive better with money based on my energetic flow, which I think is such a powerful way to approach it. She likewise has some affirmation cards in her shop that with my code Nina will give you 20% off. That would also be a good way to just alter your thoughts when it comes to money healing. So I'll leave those resources for you in the notes here. But just know this process can look different at different stages. And if you're feeling called to work on or heal your relationship with money, likely it's because you're at a place to actually make some strides in doing so. So I'm proud of you. Let's do it. Let's all be rich, shall we? Rich in love, rich in connection, rich in relationships, rich in impact, rich in freedom. That's what money means for you. And focusing on what it can create in your life, ooh, that's just going to enhance that emotional connection and ultimately reform those beliefs to be so positive and good around money. I am rooting for you, my friend. This is such a big part of living well in my trifecta of live well, look well, and be well. Living well is your financial health. And I know that as you work on this relationship with your money, that's going to help so much in that arena. So don't forget to focus on those areas in your life, knowing that you are worthy of so much wealth and of health in your life. And I'm rooting you on in the process today and every day. I will see you next time on the podcast. Thanks, friend, for tuning in today and investing in your own growth. I'm proud of you. Now, remember, personal development can be inspiring and uplifting to listen to, but won't change your life until you put the learning into practice. That's where my mentorship and coursework comes in. If you're looking for accountability and real results in your life right now, then I'm here to help. Head to my website, allthingsnina.com, and explore options that will best fit you, whether that's self-guided through prompts and coursework, or with my assistance through personalized wellness mentorship. Remember, your best well life awaits. You just have to build it. Let's do it together. I'm rooting for you.